That sounds weird.
Got to do that part. Yeah. Hey, you know who taught Steve Miller how to play the guitar?
John Lee Hooker.
Les Paul.
No, really?
Yeah. He was in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Les Paul came by and taught him how to play guitar when he was just a wee child.
Les Paul was named after the guitar?
No, that's not true. Oh. But we will ask you a Les Paul question in the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You want to match wits with this ninny? Then call 888-696-1003. Confidence is high. Yeah. You might win yourself a prize.
My record speaks for itself, Andy.
100.3 The Sound. You know what that is? That's the sweet smell of variety. Yep. That's because people texted like or dislike when the Sound had that Memorial Day survey, that music survey. Yep. If you text like when a song's on that you really dig, well, guess what? We listen to that, and that song gets played more often. If you text and say dislike, then, well, we play it a little less. That's the idea. So thanks for your participation and for bringing a little variety to the day and the proceedings. Hey, we've got somebody on the phone right now. It should be Jim from Costa Mesa. Howdy, Jim.
Howdy there.
Are you hands-free?
I am hands-free.
Superb. Me first, says Mr. Safety. Just a minute, I'm going to ask a question of Christian about Les Paul, you know, the solid body guitar inventor and musical wizard at that. So we're going to talk to him, and if you can second guess him, we're going to send you to something fun. Okay, Jim?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, do some preparation, and we'll get into that next. Oh, and three from, I'm thinking maybe The Who next on The Sound. Let's get our butts into the time capsule, huh?
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Thank you, Dr. Hawking. Here we go. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Thursday. It's June 9th, 2016, and we've got Jim on the line from Costa Mesa. Howdy, Jim.
Howdy there.
Question coming up. He listens every morning to Mark in the Morning on the way in, and every afternoon he listens to Andy in the afternoon on the way home. That's the way it should be done. Thank you for being a heartbeat. Yeah. Of the sound there, Jim. We're going to ask Christian a question about Les Paul here at the end. But first, let's talk about 44 years ago today when Elvis Presley plays the first of four sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden.
Wait, how many shows?
Four sold-out shows.
Amazing.
That's 1972. It's before he fully porked out, you know. But you know the Secret Service keeps one member of the cabinet, like the Secretary of Energy or somebody, in a bunker when the President, Vice President, Secretary of State, everybody's gathered for like an inauguration, just so there's somebody to take over if a bomb goes off or something? Well, attending this Elvis show, John Lennon, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, David Bowie, Art Garfunkel, and a who's who of rock icons, I don't really think all those rockers should be allowed to gather together in one place just in case a meteor hits. So I think the Secretary of Energy, in this case Art Garfunkel, should have been bunkered away somewhere. Seven years ago today, the Library of Congress chooses the album The Who Sings My Generation for inclusion in its halls due to its cultural significance. Deservedly, the Library of Congress preserves great music like that so it doesn't fade away. See what I did there with that? That was so good. Got a few birthdays today in rock, including Deep Purple keyboard master John Lord. Would have been 75 today. Jimi Hendrix experienced drummer Mitch Mitchell. He would have been 69. And for our third birthday, we're going to bring Jim back into the conversation here, Christian. It's a question about Les Paul. I just love me Les Paul. Today in 1915, Lester Polsfus, the Wizard of Waukesha, Les Paul, is born. Which of the following does he not invent? The solid body electric guitar,
check.
Sound on sound recording,
check.
Multi-track recording,
check.
Tape delay,
check.
Or phasing effects. Which does he not invent?
I don't think he invented the phasing effects, Andy. I think everything else sounds familiar to
What
me.
Do you think about that, Jim? Is he right or wrong?
You know, he's been wrong so often recently.
How dare you?
I think
the trend continues. He's wrong? I think you're right. He invented all that
That's
stuff.
That's what I was going to say, Andy.
All that
tricky
stuff
bastard.
And more. It was a trick question. Les Paul, only person inducted into both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the National Inventors Hall of Fame. In fact, the Rock Hall dubs him one of the architects of rock and roll. So I'm really happy I got a chance to see him play live. Sammy, tell them what they've won.
Jim's won a prize from the Booty Box, which also includes a pair of tickets to see the LA Philharmonic present Star Trek in concert at the Hollywood Bowl on July 8th.
Cool, that gives me a chance to play this.
He's dead, Jim.
Hold on well the done. Phone, and I'm going to get some information from you, Jim. Thanks for listening to the sound. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
And we let the Who play us out. Times three. It's Triple Play Thursday today on the sound. I'll tell you what's magic. It's song fights. We're going to do it here at 3:40. Each of us pick a song, and you get to vote and see which one wins. But we're going to fit in three from the Police before we do that. 100.3, the sound. Gird your loins.
I love this song. Turn it up.
That's fun to hear some live Police on the sound.
Round one. Fight.
It's also time for Song Fight now. It's about 3:40. Every day at this time, we each pick a song, Christian and I, and then you tell us which song wins, thus a song fight. I'll give you the texting details in a second, but Christian, you won, so you go first.
Well, Andy, I don't know if you know it, but this week we overlooked a pretty big celebration, my
What's
friend.
What's that?
Well, it would have been His Purple Majesty's
58th
birthday. We didn't do anything because we were so busy with our own myopic view of the planet.
Mm.
So I decided that we would celebrate it with a little-known deep album cut from Prince.
Yes.
Called 1999.
Well, you're good at pandering, if nothing else.
Yep. So.
Impressive.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to beat.
That's what I thought. But judging by your smug attitude and the smirk on your face, you think you might have something.
I don't know. Well, it's the first time this song's ever been played on the sound, to my knowledge.
Is this the sound?
This is a little bit of Queen's Reich.
Queen's Reich. Get out of town. Oh, sir, we have quite a battle on our hands. I'll take this.
You might have to vote for this.
Yeah, this is too good.
Oh, heavens. It's glorious.
The best song David Gilmour never wrote.
Okay, so if you want this to win, you text A to 21003. If you want Prince 1999 to win, you text C to 21003. Don't do it while you're driving. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
And, of course, the usual text rates apply. We'll have the results and the winning song after 6 o'clock tonight. But up next, it's more Triple Play Thursday on the sound. Well, tomorrow's going to be an interesting day on Mark in the Morning, Christian. It's a drag queen Tupperware party.
You know what? If I had a dollar for every one of those I attended, I'd have $100 million.
The lovely and talented Kay Sadia in studio explaining the finer points of food storage containers to Mark and Gina. And I bet that's not all. That's at 8:35 tomorrow on Mark in the Morning. Right now, three from Leonard Skinner. 100.3 the
sound. Leonard Skinner!
Christian, I defy you to show me something in a David Bowie song I haven't heard before.
Well, Andy, how about some amazing vocals, perhaps?
Golden years go, wah, wah, wah. Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come, baby. There's my baby lost, that's all. Once I'm begging you, save a little soul. Years go, wah, wah, wah.
That's what he says. Come, baby.
Come,
yeah.
Baby. Last night they loved
that.
You. Opening doors and pulling some strings. Angel.
So it's come wake him.
Come, baby.
That's awesome.
In walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Come, baby. I'll stick with you, baby, for 1,000 years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Golden
years. Go.
That's amazing.
Incredible, ma'am.
That is I threw down a gauntlet. You picked up a mantle.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I do here afternoons on the 100.3 The Sound, Andy. I don't know if you've noticed.
It's 100.3 The Sound. My head's still exploding from that breakdown. Come, bubba, baby.
Yeah.
I always thought it was come, fill up my baby. Come, wake up my baby.
Come fill
get
up my
baby. It's come, bubba,
baby. Bubba, baby. Yeah. Look at the things you learn here.
The things you learn. This is Andy in the afternoon. Oh, there's news coming in. Christian, about your musical idol, one of them, and one of mine.
Yes.
Phil Collins has news. His last two releases in the Take a Look at Me Now catalog reissue campaign, But Seriously.
Fantastic.
And The Essential Going Back.
Yeah.
Those both come out tomorrow. Yeah. So one great, one must have, and one
must
meh.
Have. Because, well, the other ones, you know, it's him covering songs that were important when he was a kid. But the other one has, And I Wish It Would Rain Down on Me with Eric Clapton on it.
Right.
Well, that, dude, incredible record.
And, you know, it's funny. Neil Young has one must have and one meh.
Right.
Human Highway. After you watch about 10 minutes of that, you've probably seen about all you need to see. I love you, Neil, but it's, I got the message.
Right.
But Russ Never Sleeps, that concert video, outrageous. At his distorted
most
and
powerful.
Acoustic best. Must see. So go get those tomorrow in stores. We're going to continue with Triple Play Thursday. We got Pink Floyd times three. That's next. Welcome back, 100.3, The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. You like Nick Mason, right? Drummer for Pink Floyd.
Absolutely.
You wonder how he feels about life without Pink Floyd these days?
I've always really enjoyed being in Pink Floyd. I don't actually have a desperate desire to be a musician outside that. You know, I don't think if the band sort of announces it's all over that I'm going to be putting an ad in the local music shop. Someone was telling me earlier that Bill Wyman was playing a wedding, and I'm just not ready to take on that work yet.
Man.
Bill Wyman's playing weddings? Yeah.
That Rolling Stones gig, really. The money's not coming in anymore, clearly.
I'd hire Bill Wyman for my wedding, I think.
Yeah, you know?
He'd hit on all the young girls, but
true.
Are you gonna...
true.
It's 100.3 The Sound. Triple Play Thursday.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
When they clean up beers, you know, and they make them naturally and it's manufactured organically with only organic and natural ingredients, I miss the taste of the nuclear waste.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
From Pink Floyd on Triple Play Thursday, 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy Chanley. That's Christian Hand, and you're going to play some Floyd on Sunday night, aren't
yes,
you?
I have a show here on The Sound called If You Like That, where I'm introducing people to new bands, Andy, which is difficult to do because there's so much music out there, it's hard to keep your finger on it, if you know what I'm saying.
So you play something that is established,
older,
some Pink Floyd,
familiar,
for example.
Sure. And then after that, I'm going to play this amazing band from Canada called Black Mountain, who are Floydian, but they have a chick singer in there as well, and it's unbelievably good. So you hear Floyd and then that, and you might go, I'm a new Black Mountain fan because I was a Floyd fan to begin
That's
with.
That's evocative of what I listened
That's
to
how it
before.
Works.
See? Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
If You Like That is
9
the name
p.m.
of it on Sunday night,
yep.
Right after the My Turn, Your Turn, and Off the Record with Joe Benson.
It's a great night of music here on the
It
Sound.
Really is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? We've got a great day of music going on, and in just a second, I'm going to update you on Song Fight for today. We'll give the update and tell you how to vote in that in just a minute, so hang out. This is The Sound.
Round one, fight.
So every day at 3:40 on 100.3 The Sound, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you vote and tell us which one wins. It's not a fair fight. It's apples and oranges, but that's the fun of it, I think. And today, he chose one that, cashes in on the zeitgeist of Prince turning 58, or would have been 58 this week. Here's that hook. Sounds familiar to me. I think
yeah.
I know this.
You know that one?
Text C to 21003 if this is the song you want to win tonight.
Now yours, sir, is a bold choice.
Or you could text A to 21003 if you want Queen's Right. Silent Lucidity. I haven't heard this song on the radio in 20 years.
No. But they've sure as hell heard it at every state fair across the country that Queensryche has been playing at for the past 20 years.
Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply, all right? We'll have the results for you. And the winning song after 6 o'clock. We'll be well into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock at that point. We're well into 3 from the Rolling Stones right now. It's Triple Play Thursday. This is Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Break this down and give it to us with new ears. I think this is a challenge. Doobie Brothers, China Grove.
Tom Johnson. John Thompson.
Yes.
On the guitar, playing this little lead. I mean,
that's pretty good.
I have one wish that I could play guitar, Andy.
Me too. Now I'm going to hear that in a new way.
You know what I'm saying?
The only problem I still have remaining with this song is they're talking about samurai swords, and it's China Grove. Those are Japanese.
Yes, it's a good point. Well,
it's a little racist. A little bit racist.
I don't know, man.
100 points.
Doesn't matter to me. I just wrote the gosh darn thing. America.
Doobies times three on the sound. It's 100.3 the sound. Andy in the afternoon. Christian Hands right there. We're doing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. So the people listening out driving on the road would have no idea that behind the scenes we're on Facebook Live playing Jenga with 2x4s.
Yeah, Mega Jenga.
It's Giant Jenga, which is my nickname in the clubs. We're doing that if you want to go to Andy in the afternoon.
Yeah, come on over, join us.
Yeah, be a
hoot. I mean, we're not working this afternoon, so it's just going to be Mega Jenga time.
Yeah, we're out of ideas, so this is the next step. Three from Led Zeppelin and 100.3 The Sound.
You sank my battleship.
You want to bring out the worst in somebody? Play Jenga with them.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing while we're listening to jams. We've got three in a row now from Queen. Now it's my turn to go play with Christian, who's not my best friend.
You're not mine either, pal.
It's 100.3 The Sound on Triple Play Thursday.
You're not my best friend.
Talk about being under pressure. You should try playing Giant Jenga in the studio. That's what we're doing. Join us on Facebook Live right now. We have shenanigans going on behind the scenes. Yes, you think you're hearing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, and you are. On Triple Play Thursday, no less.
I'm breaking a sweat.
But the Under Pressure song was fitting. Now that wheel in the sky keeps on turning. Whatever the hell that means.
No idea.
100.3 The Sound. Facebook Live, Andy in the afternoon, and 100.3 The Sound. We're 35 levels high right now.
This is heated. This is getting heated, people.
Facebook Live. Go check it out. We're playing Jenga in the studio, and somebody's about to get... With 2x4s.
Yeah.
Somebody's about to get their face caved in. Meanwhile, three from AC/DC.
It's almost like the radio show is secondary at this point, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just play the music. Buttons. Let's get back to the Mega Jenga.
It's 100.3 The Sound.
Now time for Random Sh*t. David Lee Roth says.
Like Hemingway says, you got to see the tears or the sweat on the side of the wine bottle. Well, I don't know much about wine bottles. If it doesn't have a freight train on the label, you know.
This has been Random Sh*t, David Lee Roth says, on Andy in the Afternoon.
Christian, take us into some Beatles.
How about some of this? It's not going in. Here we go.
Shoot me.
Did they shoot me?
Is he saying shoot me?
Hold on. Is he saying shoot me?
Shoot me.
Right?
Shoot me.
That isn't right.
Shoot me.
That can't be right.
Yeah.
John Lennon saying shoot. You're...
Here come old flat top.
That's really creepy.
It's really creepy.
The creepiest thing I've ever heard on this program.
Juju eyeball, he won. Holy roller, he got hair down to his knee. got to be a joker. He just do what he please.
That's weird, dude. No. I've never heard that anywhere.
You can't say, he can't be saying shoot me, Andy.
That's too really weird. Crazy.
He wear no shoe shine. He got toe jam football. He got monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He say, I know you. You know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together right now. Over me.
Shoot me. That creeps me out.
Yeah, I feel like we've been visited by a ghost in the studio.
It's 100.3 The Sound.
It's a little weird.
Round one. Fight.
Fight. Song Fight happens every day at 3:40 on 100.3 The Sound. Christy and I will each pick a song, and then you text and tell us which song wins. Well, a vote of 55% to 45% today. People decided, Christian, that although they wish the pink one or the purple one a happy birthday this week,
it's all right.
They wanted to rock a little bit and hear some.
It's worth losing over.
Lucidity. It's Queen's Reich. 100.3 The Sound. You might want to make this loud because it's on the radio very often. Ah.
Coming to a state fair near you this summer.
That's nice. Well, I just got a little text from Rita Wild. Great call, it says.
Great call.
Thank you, Rita. And we'll have another song fight tomorrow at 3:40. Great call for you people. You're the ones that voted that the winner in song fight today. Three in a row from yes. It's Triple Play Thursday, don't you know? Back to Jenga. Oh, my God. This is so emotionally exhausting. I'm playing Facebook Live, 100.3 The Sound, and Andy in the Afternoon, Facebook. The most epic game of Jenga that's ever been played.
It's Mega Jenga with pieces made out of 2x4, and
good God.
It's touch and go in the studio right now.
We need to play some great music so I can concentrate. It's 100.3 The Sound on Triple Play Thursday. Wow, that was a fun 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on The Sound. Triple Play Thursday at that. More to come in just a minute. Rita Wild's going to take over, and she's going to start up with Joe Walsh, which is an excellent call. the most epic game of Jenga I've ever seen happen behind the scenes. So if you join, if you like Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook, you will be included on all of the just rather stupid things that we do to pass the time in here.
Epic.
But that was like 4,000 people watched it in real time.
Yeah, that was in heated. Real time. It was tense. It was like everything you'd want from gladiatorial sports, but it was just three idiots playing big Jenga.
That's good fun.
Yeah,
we're gonna say our goodnight song and continue with the threes in a row for Triple Play Thursday. We'll do that next on The Sound. Good night, everybody. We really appreciate you hanging out with us all day on The Sound. And now we say good night and sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain in my heart. Good night.
Good night.
And sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream should come true.
And now until we meet again,
say adios. Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Good night, Silas boy. I sure love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
I love you too, Viv. Well put. And Rita Wild is in here. She's a real DJ, and she's going to be with you for the rest of Triple Play Thursday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 3. 100.3 The Sound. Night, night.